Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Didi, how you doing?
Tremendous. Those chickens and roosters haven't disturbed us. Have you told your listeners that? That
you
were working with roosters?
Somebody mentioned they can hear something.
Really?
Where they at?
Do you guys seriously are not looking
no.
at the chickens and roosters?
There are chickens and roosters?
I don't see.
I had no clue. I smell the garbage from the garbage can that's over here. I did
you should
not
smell the puppies earlier. I'll tell you that.
The dogs that come out. I did not know there was chickens and roosters.
There are chickens. There is a
like
rooster.
Like right here?
Yes.
Or like one over?
No, right there.
Wow.
Guys, you're being paid to be observant.
We're not observant at all.
We're watching football practice here, Aditi. Come on.
Okay, fair point. Fair,
we're
good point, Dustin.
I'm teasing.
Chickens and are they tasty? I mean, can we fry one up? I mean, what's going
we're,
on?
We're both really hungry right now.
Yeah, I'm
if
starving.
You can't tell, you could fry that rooster up and I'd eat it right now.
There's an empty bag of gummy bears right here.
I already crushed those.
Yeah, he ate them all.
Oh, yeah.
There you go.
Oh, got some Fig Newtons here that the boss man has.
Yeah, no Fig Newtons.
That's
we got to wait for dinner.
You like Fig Newtons?
That's right. Fig Newtons are great.
I'm a big Fig Newton. But now, is a Fig Newton fruit or a cookie?
It's both, right?
Is Fig the actual, like, the inside of,
yeah, that's
of
the
Fig
yes.
Newton? Okay.
Yeah.
Don't they
you ever eat
the
a fresh fig, like, off a tree in
no,
California?
No, none of that.
Never.
Oh, unbelievable.
Didn't they make these with, like, a strawberry inside, too?
Yeah, those are the originals, but they have other flavors.
Yeah, like the strawberry, but it's not Fig Newtons.
No,
it's a strawberry Newton.
Then it's a strawberry Newton.
Strawberry
right.
Newton.
Yeah, but the
those are better.
Part is the best part. Did
those
you know
better.
That Dustin Fox was a star at Ohio State?
I did know that.
Yeah, man.
I did know
but
that.
But he was just
and
an
I learned
NFL
it
player.
Again. I learned it again in the Browns press release for the TV.
I love they put in former Ohio State star also played in the NFL. And it was like
just those feels play. Worse, yeah.
For a minute.
All right. More in a minute with Aditi, but first let's do this. That sound means it's time for the Pigskin Payout code word. Your chance to win $1,000. The word this hour is crumb, C-R-U-M-B. Text it to 72881 or go to www.intercomcontest.com. Enter the code word crumb by the end of the hour. Do not text or drive. Message data rate supply. It's the Pigskin Payout, a national contest powered by Dione's Meats on the Fan. All right, Aditi. So today was your first day out of Browns training camp, right? But you've been here obviously a lot last year and at the mini camp and all that. What did you... Was there anything that stood out to you today that you saw today?
Jarvis Landry is even more talented than
He's
I thought he was.
Yeah.
He's an unbelievably hard worker, and I have yet to see him without a smile on his face.
Yeah, it's true.
Nick Chubb is really fast. He's a lot faster than I expected. I wonder how well he pass blocks and if he can pick up a blitz.
Yeah.
And Baker Mayfield looks significantly better than he did during OTAs. He was struggling in the spring just simply with the center snap exchange. And right now, I mean, he throws a beautiful ball. He clearly knows what's going on. He's making quick decisions, releasing the ball quickly. I wouldn't say he has the same consistency of Tyrod Taylor, but he looks very, very improved.
What are the Browns saying off the air about Baker Mayfield? Are they excited with the progress?
I mean, everything we've heard. You guys have heard Hugh Jackson. He says that he's exceeding expectations.
But he still gets angry when people suggest he might start week one.
Oh, yeah.
He's angry about it.
He was angry today.
Yeah.
I mean, he said exactly what you said, exceeding expectations, which does what?
Raises
the expectations.
Right, but, okay, so Baker said that that's a nice thing to hear, but his expectations are his own expectations that are different than anybody else's. But Hugh Jackson also made the point today that, yes, Baker Mayfield is getting better, but so is Tyrod Taylor. And I don't think there's any question that Tyrod Taylor is the leader of this team and how the brass, ownership, Hugh Jackson feel about Tyrod Taylor. I just don't see Baker starting week one. I mean, everybody, even Tim Couch came out today and said, I sure hope he doesn't start week one.
See, but that's what I hate. I don't mind if he doesn't start week one, but this idea that, like, some people almost have this attitude, like, no matter what happens, no matter how good he is, you just shouldn't play him week one. Like, some people react to it almost as if it's a fact that if you play week one, you're not going to be a good quarterback.
Okay, so look, remember a few years ago when Russell Wilson was ripping everything up in Seattle and it was as if he came out of nowhere?
Yeah.
Okay, that's not what's happening right now. Does Baker look really good? Is Baker totally different than Johnny Manziel?
Yeah.
Yes, completely.
But it's early.
But is he lights away better than Tyrod Taylor? No. Has he done anything that makes you think right now he is better than Tyrod Taylor, he is a better option than Tyrod Taylor?
Not at the moment, but we got a long way to go.
Okay, that's fair. And I don't think that he's being hamstrung in any way. I don't think that he's got an arm tied behind his back. He's getting every opportunity. He's competing. You're disagreeing with me. I think the big thing...
No, I agree with you. I
think the big thing with Tyrod Taylor, and this is what I asked him today, is that we rave about how he doesn't make mistakes, how he doesn't throw bad interceptions. Even today, the one interception we saw on the practice field was a ball off of David Njoku's hands, right?
Yeah.
I think it was off of his hands.
Yeah.
He doesn't make bad mistakes, but does that mean that you're too risk-averse? Does that mean you're not aggressive enough?
Yes.
Right, and does that also mean you're not aggressive enough pushing the ball down the field?
Right.
And he said today that's something he definitely needs to work on. He needs to throw more 50-50 balls.
Right.
And when I talked to Jarvis Landry today, he said that's about having trust in your receivers. And he said, he's got that trust in me. We've already built that chemistry.
Yeah.
When we, you know, you and I talk about this, obviously we make the comparison, Ben Roethlisberger and Antonio Brown. Ben Roethlisberger throws the ball where he has no business throwing the ball because he expects Antonio Brown to go up and get it.
Right.
Or make sure nobody else gets it.
Yeah.
I don't know that Tyrod Taylor's had that guy. Now in Landry Jones, not Landry Jones, Jarvis Landry. You could tell I was just in Latrobe. And Jarvis Landry, he's got that guy. So then can he be more aggressive? Intelligently aggressive.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. And that's a difference right now. I mean, if you're talking about differences, it feels like Baker is a little more aggressive. Baker Mayfield a little more willing to take a chance. But has Tyrod Taylor really had the options, the people around him, to do that?
I think Landry is underrated to some degree.
Oh, yeah.
And because we chatted with Peter King about this a little bit, because he's a slot receiver, and there's this narrative or idea that slot receivers aren't as good as an X or a Z, an outside guy. And I can tell you, I mean, the slot receivers are typically the toughest guys to cover and sometimes the most valuable players to a quarterback. So I'm super pumped to see what Landry can do. And I do. I think he's going to catch 100 balls here because that's what he does.
Yeah.
He's averaged 100 catches the last, 4 years, Bull?
Yep. You got
it.
Every quarterback needs a security blanket, needs a safety net, essentially. He's that, and he's also a game breaker. So he's not just the guy that you're dumping the ball to, but he's a guy that can literally change the game when he touches the ball. Yeah, I mean, he's even better than I thought he was. And I love the way he plays the game.
Yeah.
I love how he smiles. I love how
hard
he works.
Yeah, he's doing interviews. Interviews all the time.
It's easy to love the game now with a little more money in the bank, too.
That's
just
true.
Saying.
That's true.
Just saying. No, I'm kidding.
No, but hey, listen, there's plenty of guys who get their money and still have bad attitudes.
I'm half joking.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But he now has a role here in Cleveland where he feels the love.
Right, and he didn't feel that love in Miami.
Yeah, that's a big deal.
And he's got a guy that he feels some chemistry with. He's been pretty honest in saying that he and Ryan Tannehill didn't have the best relationship.
Yeah,
by
right.
all accounts, he and Tyrod are – this is radio, so I can't make I'm locking my fingers together, my fingers. Sorry, everybody.
No, it's you mentioned Nick Chubb, and we're going to have play an interview that we did with him earlier coming up in a little bit. But, you know, I do think there's a chance, like, he's got the skill that he could end up being. I know Carlos Hyde's the veteran, but I think we know what Carlos Hyde is, which is solid NFL quarterback, but not spectacular. If Nick Chubb has the potential to be spectacular, I think there's no reason. Like, running backs, nobody's saying, oh, let's let him learn. You don't do that with running backs. If he's ready to go, it doesn't matter that you sign Carlos Hyde.
I don't think there's anything wrong with playing all three of them, though.
No.
I mean, the two Super Bowl teams last year each had three running backs that they used.
Yeah.
Sure. But you're right.
I think the Le'Veon Bell model, where there's one running back in for every single down, is not necessarily what every team uses. And I think if anybody's going to find a way to use multiple guys, it's Todd Haley. And how do you take Duke Johnson out of the mix?
No, I don't think you take him out, but I'm saying maybe Carlos Hyde ends up being out of the mix somewhat. I think
he's got to stay healthy too, right?
Yeah.
I mean, how many running backs stay healthy for 16 games? It's tough.
Very rare. Yeah, very rare. Absolutely.
Did you hear the comments the other day? I think it was Leonard Fournette said it. That he thinks that the NFL is easier than college. Did you see that?
No.
I was blown away by that. And I think Todd Gurley then chimed in about it too. It was on.
But why? Because they're not going to school at the same time? Or
no,
on the field?
They're saying, like, the intensity of, like, practices and the hits and everything.
I don't know about the hits. The intensity of practices, for sure.
Yeah.
I mean, You remember practice, right? Your coaches can't be as much of control freaks as they are in college. Yeah. There's certainly that. Yeah. It feels as if there are more rules governing what NFL coaches can do.
Coaches in college can bend the rules more.
Yeah.
They can get away with a lot more.
Definitely.
I'll have to find the exact quote, but I was surprised. They were talking about it on First Take.
I mean, you're running behind better linemen, better offensive linemen than you had in college, so there's that.
It is weird, though, because most players don't say that. You know, it's faster, guys are bigger and stronger. He didn't have an amazing rookie year either. I mean, he was, you know, solid, but he wasn't. Like, he wasn't Alvin Kamara. Like, Kamara was fantastic as a rookie. Fournette was solid, but I don't think they used him great. I think Jacksonville's going to go backwards this year.
You do?
Yeah, because I think Blake Bortles stinks, and I think when you have a bad – like, they had no injuries on defense. When you rely on your defense that much, you know, you have one or two – like, with a quarter – if you're relying on your quarterback, you just got to keep that guy healthy. If you're relying on your defense and you had no injuries last year and you surprised everybody, and now your schedule is tougher because you finished in first – and you're unlikely to have no injuries on your defense 2 years in a row. So if the defense goes back a little bit, Blake Bortles stinks.
Yeah, and I mean, it's not a consistent team. You know, we saw what they did in Pittsburgh.
Right. Yeah.
Ringing up 45 points.
Yes.
And then we saw what they did in New England, and it was, is this the same offense?
Exactly. Plus Luck and Watson, if they're healthy, it's a much tougher division now.
Todd Gurley, I found it. Todd Gurley told Saquon Barkley. He says, I told him the NFL is probably going to be a lot easier than college as far as the schedule, the pound and ground in your body.
Well, yeah, they practice a lot less in the NFL than they do in college.
Which makes you wonder, you know, we always talk about, like, running backs and their shelf life and the value.
Yeah.
I mean, these guys get to the NFL. I mean, I would say if you're a running back, leave early.
Always.
Come to the NFL.
Yeah.
Right.
And maximize the value.
Yeah, I mean, an ideal situation for me, if I'm a running back, is I redshirt 1 year and play 2 years.
Yeah.
I remember when I covered Rutgers and Ray Rice was at Rutgers.
Yeah.
Carrying the ball 40 times a game for Schiano.
For Greg Schiano, exactly. Yeah. And an NFL GM said, I won't out him now, but an NFL GM sitting in the Rutgers press box said, Rice has got to leave. If he doesn't, Schiano will run him in the ground. And I remember Greg Schiano was so upset about, so angry. But it's as you said. I mean, he touched the ball 40 times a game. He had to get out.
Yeah, it's crazy. Yeah, right. But
going back to the practice really quickly, I'm sorry for cutting you off, we talk about the way the NFL practices, and it's significantly easier, quote-unquote, than college. Nobody can tackle for the first month of the season.
Yeah, right. Yeah, that's a problem every year.
And it's awful. It's horrible to watch.
Yeah.
That just sounded very New York when I said horrible like that, didn't it?
A little bit, but.
Horrible?
Fancy you
horrible. It sounded horrible.
It's horrible. Am I adding the bull voice?
Yeah. Fans are used to that with me, so.
You're rubbing off on me. I think that's what it is. I mean, in general, I've kind of broken it, but.
You have. All right, anything else? Anybody on defense? Anybody? How about Hugh Jackson? Let's get to that first. Does he seem different to you this year, now that he's got Todd Haley here?
Okay, so again, this is only one practice during camp, then I'm out here.
Yeah.
But Baker, midway through practice, I can't remember exactly what it was. I don't even know if here I'm allowed to say exactly what it is.
Yeah.
But Baker did not do something ideal. And I saw Hugh Jackson on this side of the field, and I thought, okay, he's running over, he's going to talk to Baker. And he went right past, and he let Todd Haley talk to Baker.
Interesting.
And I thought, that is different,
because
the first 2 years that Hugh Jackson was here, he was always in the ear of the quarterback of the offense. Right. He was always, and it feels to me, he has publicly said, this is Todd Haley's offense, Todd has control, Todd is this, that, and the other. At least from what I witnessed today, it sure seemed like it. And I was told.
That's good, that's positive.
Yeah, and I was told by a player about how Haley brought an unbelievable intensity yesterday to practice, that he was very frustrated by a couple players and at Corey Coleman and the way he responded after a catch, and that's awesome.
Yeah, it is.
You need that. You need that fire. You need that intensity, and you're not dealing with an extremely veteran-laden team here. You need some guys that need a poke every little bit.
It's been a soft franchise. It's been a losing franchise, and they need some of that attitude from some winning players. And coaches, too.
And I hope I don't get in trouble for saying this, but I remember being here in the spring, and it was Antonio Callaway, correct? And he's tight with Antonio Brown, or he would like to play like Antonio Brown, and they were at practice. and Callaway dropped a ball or something, and Haley immediately yelled at him, "I never saw Antonio Brown drop a ball like that." And it's just, you see how it fires up guys.
Yeah.
It gets,
yeah,
you know, gets them going, and you need that.
Yeah.
You need a little bit of that. Not that, and Hugh Jackson always says, I remember him telling me about Andy Dalton years ago, "I want more bark in him. I want more bike." He likes that. So why wouldn't he like it in a coach, too?
Good point.
Didi, what are you hearing on Josh Gordon? I mean, do you have any more insight, or are we all just kind of in the dark on this?
Yeah, I think it sounds as if there's a lot of respect for his privacy and this process right now.
I get all that, and it's just he's not here, you know. And, yeah, you want him to get better and for him personally and all that stuff, but, like, he's not out here, and he hasn't been for, like, 4 years, basically.
So I think the most important thing that we can take from all of this is the fact that the Browns aren't cutting bait on him.
I know.
Right? They're, I mean, if they felt...
You don't have to, though. You know? I mean, if you... Let me say this. I mean, if he's not here and he's doing his thing, whatever, and there's a chance he comes back, why would you cut him? Unless you're just tired of answering questions and you're tired of counting on him. But if you're not counting on him...
And I think that's fair enough. Look at this offense. Look at everything that they have right now. Look at the pieces in place. Look at the talent. I mean, guys, this is the first time this looks like a real legitimate NFL roster in about 6 years.
Yeah.
If they were truly exhausted by him, tired of him, they're not. It's not as if, oh my goodness, we have nobody else. So... again, I'll go back to that. I just believe that right now the fact that the Browns are sticking by him, saying these things, must mean something. And, no, I don't have any further additional insight.
In past years, when people that went to other camps compared it to the Browns, it would always be like, oh, the Browns camp stinks. I know it's only one day, but how does it compare? You've been to Ravens camp. You've been to Steelers camp. How does it compare?
There's a lot of talent here.
Yeah.
There's a lot. You know, the Steelers are a very veteran team, and what I mean by that is they've been together for a long time. They, you know, they have a way of how they do things.
Yeah.
There's an energy here that you don't necessarily see. There was a bit of an energy in Baltimore. There was certainly an excitement about Lamar Jackson.
Yeah.
They have a lot of new pass catchers.
Yeah.
And you've got a wonderful personality in Terrell Suggs, who's constantly mixing things up. So there's that in Baltimore. But here, it feels like a real sort of spring to the step.
Yeah,
you know,
it does.
It just feels like there's a – and I know I've been saying this for years, like, oh, it's a new – you know, it's yet another new front office.
Right.
It's another new coach. It's a new day. But right now – and I said this when Hugh Jackson was first hired, because Hugh Jackson had at the time a very infectious personality.
Mm-hmm.
And I said that felt different in the building. And then I hate to say that he was beaten down, but it's been a really hard 2 years. Right now, it just feels like there's an excitement and an energy. When I stand by that grandstand, the things that you hear the fans scream are totally different than what we heard the fans scream. I mean, they're watching real football out here.
Yeah, it's good. It's promising. Now we got to do it, win games when it matters.
Yeah. Well, I saw a great shirt.
Ooh. Yeah. Oh, I caught you.
You know what?
Bull said we.
I've been here 7 years.
I took a picture of this today. I saw a guy wearing a shirt. He said, "We almost always almost win."
Yeah, right. Exactly.
And that's what I kept saying last year.
That sums it up.
Yeah.
That sums it up.
Because last year you almost won 7 times.
That's right. Almost. Not good enough. Aditi. It's been
great to
talk.
See, as
not almost great. It's been absolutely
awesome.
Great to talk.
Let's
to
not cheapen it or anything, right?
Yeah, no. We'll talk
She's
to you
mad. She's in the last hour of the show. She wanted to be, you know.
Is anybody still driving home? Are they all already home and playing with their kids and eating dinner?
Hour. 6 o'clock's our highest rated hour.
Oh, perfect. Without Did you tell Peter King that?
No, I didn't. We didn't want to insult him.
No, we didn't insult Peter. Come on.
Did you tell Breer?
No, we keep those things secret. Only let you know. All right.
All right. Well, gentlemen, I will come back.
Pleasure.
For any hour, any time.
All right. We'll talk to you again soon.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s?
It's better over here.
Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.